Christian Krasowitz here in sunny San Diego at Social Media Marketing World. Today we're meeting up with Stan Smith, founder of Pushing Social. You know, while we've been at Social Media Marketing World, we've heard a lot about the importance of blogging and how you shouldn't really rely on Facebook as your sole vehicle to drive business. Today I wanted to have Stan on the show to share with you valuable tips that he has learned when growing his business, Pushing Social. This way you can learn how to use your own blog more effectively as part of your content marketing strategy so that you aren't relying on just one channel to grow your business. Stan, it's great to have you on the show today. Before we begin, can you tell listeners, what does content marketing mean?
Great, I think that's a great question, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm gonna really enjoy talking with you. I think that what content marketing is, as I like to say, it's stories that sell. And I think that if you really dig into content marketing was the most effective content marketing strategies, you will always see that the company or the brand has a terrific story to tell. And they're using that story to talk about what they offer in an educational way so that their readers and that their future customers walk away with a very good understanding of why they need the product, but they also feel like they haven't been sold. They feel like they have bought or they have seen marketing that, frankly, they would pay for. So I think that's the real effectiveness or the secret behind content marketing.
So from Pushing Social's perspective, how many social channels are you currently on? And could you maybe share some background on your process on how you chose them and maybe why you chose those channels?
Great. You know, I think since I'm in the social media marketing space, I'm testing every channel that I can get my hand on. So I can tell you what are the channels that work best for me and the ones that I spend the most time on. Number one is Twitter. Twitter for my particular audience is really the news feed for their day. This is how they get all of their resources. This is how they kind of keep the pulse on the industry or the topic they care about. So Twitter is definitely my most important. Second is LinkedIn. My particular business, Pushing Social, we talk to a lot of business professionals. So it's very important for me to be on a network that speaks directly to that business professional. But very close behind that is, you know, the elephant in the room, the gorilla, which is Facebook. And you really can't ignore Facebook when it has, you know, a good portion of the Earth's population on its membership. So you have to focus on Facebook. But I really use Facebook from a cultural standpoint, letting people know who I am, why I like what I do, and kind of giving them a glimpse behind the curtain and my personal life a bit. So that's why I use Facebook. One that is gaining importance for me, and I think that it's going to be a huge focus in the future, is Google Plus, obviously. Google is wiring Google Plus into a lot of its other services. There is some rumored search benefit by being on Google Plus. So I think I need to put a chip on that one as well.
You know, I definitely agree with those. I was actually wondering, okay, when's Facebook going to make it on the list? Because everyone probably would say, hey, Facebook's my most important channel.
Right.
But I'm glad to hear, you know, that you're using other social networks in addition to Facebook.
Right. You know, it's when you know, at the top of the show, you're talking about is, you know, Facebook, one of the, do you want to just focus on Facebook? And you brought up a good point, you know, with Facebook's and really LinkedIn's and Twitter, how they're changing how they present your information. Having a blog is a great way of owning your content and really insulating yourself from some of the changes that you see out there on the social networks.
You know, that's a great tip. So I also wanted to pick your brain here. So can you name one mistake that businesses consistently make when they start blogging, you know, that probably, I mean, you obviously mentioned, you know, using your blog as opposed to just posting things to social networks. And this way it's your content, you own everything. But what's one mistake that you consistently come across?
Wow, there's it's a tie, I think, in my mind between two things. First of all, your blog, the real benefit of your blog is it helps educate your customers, okay, or educates your future customers. And I see businesses kind of putting up a blog, but not having a strategy for collecting the names of the people who are really interested in their products or interested in getting more information. So they don't build a list, to use that phrase. And I think that's a big mistake, because that's really where you start to see your return on investment on blogging, is by collecting a list of people that you could do follow-up marketing against and see revenue in the down the road. I think the second biggest problem that I see is that content marketing and blogging is a storytelling marketing technique. And you got to sit down and understand your story and how you're going to talk to people about it before you start blogging. So just kind of sitting down and just grabbing some topics and starting a blog is, you know, that will get you posts out there, but it's probably not the most effective thing to do. So I would think it was those two.
There's some excellent tips. You know, definitely the email list is extremely important. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, the great thing about that is it's something that you can also, you know, you can put it on your blog. You can also add it to your Facebook page, mm-hmm. the landing page tab. You can even use Twitter cards to collect that information. I mean, so the possibilities really are endless as far as how you can, like, where, sorry, let me rephrase that, where you can collect mm-hmm. an email address at, you know, and then put that in through your funnel. Mm-hmm. So last question for you, super tip. So when you started pushing social, obviously, I mean, you've been through, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of challenges with that. Mm-hmm. What's one tip that you wish you knew when you first started pushing social that you want listeners to know?
That's a great question. You know, and I think if I go back, pushing social has been around for almost 3 years now. And like everybody else, we started off with zero visitors. I think I couldn't even get my mom and my sister to read it. So, I mean, like, I was really starting from zero. And, you know, today it's a blog that has anywhere from 30 to 40,000 visitors a month, you know, 50, 60,000 page views. So it's obviously grown. And one of the things that's been key to that success, and I think your readers or your listeners are probably going to groan a bit when I say this, but I think my biggest mistake was not blogging more mm-hmm. when I first started. So the advice that I was hearing out there in the blogosphere is that you want to write something when you had something to say. And from my standpoint, I took that advice, and that meant that I was writing something maybe once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. And that was not the frequency that I needed to really first get enough articles out there so I was getting indexed on Google and putting enough material out there that influencers that may have come across me would have saw something that they liked. So when I increased my frequency of blogging from one or two times a month to 6 to 8 times a month, then I saw almost a tripling in my blog traffic. Mm-hmm. And when you have good quality blog traffic, that is the key to a lot of other things that you can do. That's when you can start to activate your user base. You start to get a good community of people. That's when you can start to offer services and products.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, that's a great point you make. I think that also, you know, you can't just dip your toe into the water and like just, you know, run back and say, oh, it's too cold, I'm not going to do this.
Right.
Every single person that starts blogging, you know, they start at zero.
Right.
You know, yes, they may have, you know, a more connected network, but
sure.
they start at zero. They have to build it. And, you know, and I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's trial and error. You have to try it and you have to just keep, you mm-hmm. know, pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think that also I find, you know, with blogging, for me at least, is it's a confidence builder. Mm-hmm. You know, as I start to see my numbers go up, mm-hmm. you know, I'm putting the work in, but I'm also seeing the returns.
Right.
And, you know, at first you're not necessarily going to see that, but you have to just keep moving forward. I mean, that's
right.
just the only way that you're going to, you know, get through something. You have to overcome the challenges.
Right. You know, and I think I always have to give this caveat, because I think when people hear my advice, you have to increase your frequency. I immediately hear people who say, you know, Stan, I don't want to just kick out junk. I don't want to have garbage out there just because I'm trying to hit a number every month.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Brian Clark here at the conference we're at, Christian, said it great. He says, you know, blog as often as you can be amazing.
that's a great quote, actually.
You know, so I think that's definitely what I would say. But guess what? The more blog posts you write, the easier it is to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do your practice.
So Stan, it was absolutely a blast to have you on today's show here in sunny San Diego. You know, I'm really looking forward to checking out your panel today. If listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Great. Well, come on over to pushingsocial.com. We got some great gifts and bonuses for you. Got some free training for you. So love to see you at pushingsocial.com. And I would love for you to search for Pushing Social on iTunes and listen to our Pushing Social podcast.
Great. You know, so this concludes this week's Social Media Marketing Podcast with Stan Smith, founder of Pushing Social, a training and consulting business. To listen to past episodes, visit christiankonline.com/podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on an upcoming show, send me a message at christiankonline.com/contact. Until then, keep your eye on the prize and continue to add value for fans and customers every day. Thanks.